Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Teachout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Teachout. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Adam Komorowski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Boole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Komorowski. English reaches second base with a double. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a fly ball into left field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and moves to third. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham strikes out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive to right field. Wehner throws towards Grantham. Grantham fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grantham. Grimm moves to second. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Boole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boole takes first base on ball four. Trainer moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout bunts towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. English bunts towards the mound. Creamer juggles the ball. That's an error on Creamer. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote strikes out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ray Creamer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Creamer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Creamer reaches second base with a double. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Creamer tags and moves to third. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Creamer scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Komorowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Creamer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-1 in the game. Suhr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Suhr moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Boole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Buhl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Buhl reaches second base with a double. Suhr scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trainer scores. Buhl scores. It's 4-0, Pirates. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kremer bunts in front of the plate. Hartnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grantham hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Teachout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teachout is 0-for-1 in the game. Teachout takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive towards first. Suhr catches it and steps on first to double up Teachout. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Komorowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Komorowski moves to second. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Komorowski scores. It's 5-0, Pirates. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buhl strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-2 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heathcote moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer has Heathcote trapped. There's the throw to Buhl and over to Trainer, who tags Heathcote for the out. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Pirates. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kremer bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bartel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Flagstead bunts towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to third. Kremer moves to second. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grantham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Kremer scores. It's 7-3, Pirates. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wehner. The throw from Hartnett and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Komorowski takes first base on ball 4. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Suhr hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair pinch hits for Bud Teachout. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Komorowski who is chasing the ball. English reaches third base with a triple. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Heathcote moves to second. Heinie Mean now pitching. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mean fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lynn Nelson now pitching. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Buhl hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heine Mean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mean takes first base on ball 4. Bartel moves to second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Flagstead reaches third base with a triple. Bartel scores. Mean goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Pirates. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstead scores. Grantham moves to second. It's 10-3, Pirates. Adam Komorowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Komorowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Komorowski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kyler bunts towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Grimm moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Soar hits a fly ball into left field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trainer hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Buhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buhl is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for Lynn Nelson. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Komorowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.